from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Giants have won 6-0. Logan Webb, who has totally reestablished himself as that dude in this rotation. I know Blake Snell, what he's doing, but Logan's got it back on track. 7 2/3 shutout innings today. 6-0 is the victory. Giants hit some home runs. They actually hit the ball over the fence today. One of them was by the brand new guy, Grant McCray. So that's a really cool moment for him. 1 out of 4 against Atlanta. Back to 500. And now a day off as they get ready for the last Bay Bridge series ever. Good enough for you? They got 1 out of 4.
You're only as good as your last game, man. I'm not going to sit here and go like back 3 games that they could have won. They won today 6-0. Logan Webb went into the 7th inning or more for the 14th time this year, which leads all of baseball. And he's proven to be a horse. They would have been 5.5 back of the last wild card slot if they lost today. I thought today was a must win. Like, we don't like that term, but today, 5.5 back is a big difference.
Well, today was a definite must. Yesterday might have been also. I mean, I do think that I thought a split was probably necessary. Yes, it's not over. The season's not over. They're 500. But I come out of this series still pretty frustrated.
Yeah,
pretty frustrated.
And my optimism has been rattled. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
My optimism, because this team's so infuriating. Like, they're 2 days, they won 3 in a row, and they're a half a game out of the wild card. You're thinking, okay, here we go. Giddy up. This is the run we've been. And then boop, boop, boop. And they don't do the little things right. And now they're back to 4.5. And now they're 3.5 today. The A's are swinging. I watched the Mets game today. They do all the little things. They had runners on 2nd and 3rd, nobody out. I don't know half the A's. Some dude hits a 14 hopper to second base, gets the run in. The guy gets the 3rd with 1 out. Next guy hits a sac fly, both runs score. Like, that's how it's supposed to happen. The A's won 7-6 today against the Mets. They were down 6-2. They came back, scored 5 unanswered, and they won the game. So this weekend, Saturday, Sunday dealio at the last dive bar for the last time is not, I mean, the A's are playing. It's not who you play.
Definitely it's not a given.
It's when you play them.
I mean, they're gonna get a Snell game, so that's good. They're gonna get a Snell game. What is it? Birdsong and Snell this weekend? Is that who they get?
Not sure.
I think that's who they get.
I should know, but I don't.
No, that's
unless
fine.
I'm doing the games. I don't get locked in like that.
The last two were Robbie Ray and Kyle Harrison, and today was Logan. So I'm gonna go with this is Birdsong and Snell coming up this weekend.
I can look on my MLB app right now.
No, I think that's what's coming.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job by you knowing that.
I'm with you. It's incredibly frustrating to watch this team because it's just constant fits and starts. And yes, I know the A's are no given this weekend, but it's only 2 games. I mean, even if you split it, whatever, and then you get some games against the White Sox and then it's going to get really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, those who watch a lot of baseball are all seeing the exact same thing, which is an identity that seems to change every Monday. So I wonder, when they play the White Sox, what will their identity be then? Are you about pitching and defense? Are you about athleticism? Are you about power? Who are you? It's a question that has been maddeningly asked now for years. Who are you? And they still don't seem to really know. They still don't seem to
know. I'm around the team every day and I don't know.
There you go. Then that's a wrap. That's a wrap.
I mean, I think the desire to win there, the will to win there, the work ethic to win, when you talk to the coaches, it just there's something missing. And I've been around baseball a long time. I've dedicated my life to the sport, whether talking about it or playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something that one day you're like, okay, that's it. They did everything right today. They made the plays. He struck out 12. And then you're like, okay, this team can do this. And the next day you're like, what are they doing? And I don't know if it's, there's no continuity because guys are up and guys are down and guys here and guys, we traded a slugger that was locked in because Luciano was going to get at bats. Then you're in a pennant race and there's a sense of urgency. And if he has a couple of bad games, he's got to go sit down because you got to go with who's going to play well at this point. And then you get Encarnacion in here and he has a couple of good at-bats. Luciano's on the bench. It's not time to learn. It's nut-cutting time. It's the end of the season. We're trying to be that third wild card spot. If we, the last 10 days of the season, this team gets hot, who knows? Because that's how this thing goes. You win 9 out of 10 and you get in and you're the hottest team and you've played 10 games that were like playoffs. You can run the table. As the worst team in the tournament,
of course you can
run the table. Are we developing? Are we sending guys? I'm confused at times. If I'm confused, I'm sure there's guys in the clubhouse that are confused, and I'm sure there's young players that are confused. Yeah. And then that's where it gets sometimes for me a little weird. Like, is this a home run hitting team? Is this a pitching and defense team? Is this an athletic team? Is this a stolen base team? Is this not a stolen base team? They're not stealing, now they're stealing. What are they? Is one of my big question marks.
Well,
I'm rooting for them. I hope they can pull it off. I don't want anybody to get fired. I don't want anybody to lose their jobs. I want the Giants to be successful. That's what I always used to say when the Jimmy G versus Trey Lance combo, who's going to, I don't care who the Niner quarterback is, as long as they win.
Be good, yes.
Be good and win.
I said the same thing
at
the
time. I don't care who's playing for the Giants. I just want them to be good and win. I don't care who the manager is. I just want them to be good and win. I don't care who the president of baseball operations is. I just want them to be good and win so that we could all just go down there and they're having fun and we're having fun.
Well, you asked a question in there that I think is the word right now as we look around at the landscape of sports in our city here. Okay, are they developing? No. No. Like, to a laughable extent, they are not. Like, and compare it to the other two teams in this town.
There's pressure to win. And when there's pressure to win, it's hard to develop.
But there's pressure to win with the Warriors and 49ers.
And they're developing.
The 49ers are pulling, like, they've got dudes who are making $100 million coming out of the third and the fifth and the seventh round. They've got Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw and George Kittle and Brock Purdy. Are they developing? Yes. Brandon Pajemski was just on this show an hour ago. Are they developing? Yes. The Giants. Good God, what the hell are you doing? Your prize two young players who are here this year, neither of whom were supposed to be here. In fact, you tried four other people at shortstop before you got to Tyler Fitzgerald out of necessity and had no plans to leave him there until he started homering every day. And then you're like, oh, maybe we should stick with this. And I still, by the way, agree with your point. I still don't love him as the future shortstop. I love him as the future second baseman. He's not perfect defensively over at shortstop. He's still young. Maybe he will be. But if you told me that's our second baseman from opening day next year, I'm in. I love that. Elliot Ramos, probably not a center fielder, but this has been a really fun year. And he's probably your left fielder to start the year next year. So that's great. But neither of these people are the people that you left here last year thinking you were grooming. You told us when you left here last year, Marco Luciano's our opening day shortstop. Turns out he's got a cement mixer on his hand when he got here and doesn't know how to play baseball. And you spent no time realizing that while he was in the minor leagues for 5 years. Who are you developing? I mean, Patrick Bailey, okay. How about Kyle Harrison? I'm not down on him, but this has not been everything you hoped it would be this year. He's supposed to be a star and look like a star right now. It's early. But development to me is the number one word right now with this organization. Does not look like it's happening at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.